Get that feeling in the morning. Mitchell and Michael for breakfast.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Richard Tinley and this is Michael Ross.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to the Mitchell and Michael show. We are the masks of the radio industry. Most people in Victoria don't want us on.
Nice.
Thanks.
But you know what? Livestock Coast, you should maybe think about having us.
What?
You know? Think about it. It could be worth your while. In 15 minutes' time, there's somewhere in the Limestone Coast where I'm reluctant to return to. One of my favourite stores. I felt like I embarrassed myself. I don't reckon anyone there would care. But I had one of those moments where I was like, come on, Michael. Idiot. Why'd you do that? And I'm not sure if I can go back. More on that in 15.
But up next, my Ross, I did something through the weekend that involved the community that I think may have made me look a bit unhinged. And I think I'm going to, like, clear it up.
So this half hour, it's Michael acting like weird humans. 96.1 SAFM, Mariah Carey now. 6.1 SAFM, it's Mitchell and Michael.
Ooh. My Russ, I have to kind of, I guess, come clean to the community. Because on the weekend, for some strange reason, I felt like going for, like, just walks. I was just going, you know where I live.
That's nice.
Most of the community does too.
Yeah.
I just meant people do. Right. Anyway. And I thought I would go, okay, I'll go to the center of town, but, like, I care about the environment.
Yeah.
I'm going to just walk, you know, bit of exercise as well. Plus, it's like, it gives me a chance to, like, call mum, call dad, call my sister, check up on my family.
Oh, the walk and talk.
Because I don't know about you, but I like to pace back and forth when I'm on the phone.
Yeah, I like to stand.
You've seen where I live. It's hard to walk around a closet because it's very, very small. So it's like, I do enjoy that walk. Problem is you see a lot of people. It's a small town. So you get a few waves of, like, friends you might know, people, but you have no idea who they are. You just kind of hope they're friendlies.
Right.
Like, you just kind of go, they're probably like, your radio show sucks. I'm like, hey, how are you? Good, yeah, cool. And just keep strolling in. And the problem is I did this, like, early in the day, and then I went home, and then I had to go back and do some, like go to the laundromat and dry some clothes. So then at, like, 7 p.m., I did the same thing.
You walked your clothes?
No, sorry. So I drove to it, but then went for a walk to kill some time.
Right, okay.
The problem is I went past, like, four cars that I'd seen the first time. So I was left in this, like, sort of weird position of, like, I just look insane. Like, I've just been, like, walking up and down. You know how there ends up being characters in a town where you're like, oh, that's the weird guy that yells at the park bench, and I'm just the weird guy that pretends to be a businessman on the
There's
phone.
There's no one on the other end of that. He just walks around all day.
But then someone said to me, it's probably the opposite. Like, the person in the car is probably worried that they look like they're just driving around.
Up next, I do weird things too.
What do you do?
Oh, mate, I'm not sure if I can go back to a store that I love. 6.1 SAFM, it's 6.21 now. Mitchell and Michael, and earlier we were just chatting about how, Mitch, you could be the new man about town where you go, oh, it's that guy.
Like the weirdo.
Who just wanders around pretending to be on the phone.
Yeah, I did do that yesterday.
Though for once you were actually on the phone. Mitch does pretend to be listening to music or be on the phone when in the shops.
I have once famously just put headphones in and put the cord in my pocket so no one talks to me.
And maybe I should just do that. Maybe I should just keep to myself from now on.
Don't act like no one else has done that.
I should just keep to myself because I was in one of my favourite shops on the weekend.
The Salvos.
No, just a grocery store, you know. I'm not that cheap.
Okay.
Those stores are for people who need.
I always thought this. Quick side story. I always got offended when people would go to the Salvos because I was like, no, that's for people that can't afford to shop at the normal shops. Then I found out that the money they make, they give. And I didn't. That didn't
yeah,
make,
so it is, it's
mind.
Good to shop
yeah,
there.
It make
it's
any
good
sense
to shop
to
there. Now, the problem is that I've now recognised the staff there. I sort of know the staff by their face. And of course you do. If you go somewhere long enough, you start to notice the staff. But the problem is they don't do that the other way around because they deal with way more customers than there are staff.
And your face is hard to look at.
Exactly. You don't want to look at this face. So this is where the problem lies. So yep. I have seen a staff member who I see there every single time.
Yep.
Except they weren't working. And initially I didn't recognize that. I just saw face, no face.
Yep.
And then I saw that they weren't in their uniform.
Yep.
But I still kind of went autopilot and like sort of smiled at them because I'm always nice to staff and I sort of like smiled at them and was like, "Oh, how's it going?" And they just looked at me like, "Who are you? why are you talking? I'm shopping.
I'm just a regular.
I'm just a person. Leave me alone."
That's probably a lot of people probably see them and are like, because if they're there without their uniform and they're like not working, they probably still are like, "Hey, where's the cat food or something like that?" Because I can only imagine you were in Foodland.
No.
Damn it. Where were you?
I was in Coles, mate.
You're in Coles?
I was in Coles.
Why weren't you in Foodland?
I don't shop local. 26.1 SAFM. It's 6:45. Eurythmics there, Sweet Dreams. Coming up after 7:30 this morning, Mitch. Last week we talked about your problem with washing dishes.
Yeah.
And how you found the solution that you could just put them in the bin and that's good enough for you. Don't need to wash the plate or the knife with a bit of avocado. Just chuck it in the bin because they're just cheap plates.
They're just cheap plates.
Well, I've got an alternative solution for you.
Keep the plate economy going.
You may never have to wash again.
Yeah.
More on that after 7:30. I just want to pull back the curtain a little bit now because for those of you who are long-time radio listeners, you might sit there thinking, these storylines that shows do, they always seem to end quite well. They always seem to, everyone comes out smelling like roses.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, weird. What are the chances of that happening on live radio?
Well, I want you to listen to this. This is a little ad that we've been running. Mm-hmm. Getting you excited for the Savo. Carrie and Tommy on the Savo on SAFM. And just have a little listen.
Harry and Tommy, a little while ago, we used my credit card to buy a dinner for two with Dennis Rodman in LA, Bickett.
But now that the dust has settled, the producers have done some digging.
The last few emails just have been left without a response.
Has she replied since the deal was done?
No.
Since the money's been changed, hey?
No.
Drama. On the show, we try and make contact with the scammers.
Scammers?
What?
Followed by Husey and Ed. Wait for it.
Thanks to BPay.
Harry and Tommy
on SAFM.
Thanks to who?
To BPay. That's
to BPay.
That's like a PayPal. That's like a...
Yes, it's a secure way to transfer your money.
Are you telling me, Michael Ross?
I think I know how it's going to end.
That they are going to have, like, Tommy's credit card, which, let's be real, come on. Like, he's not using his credit card.
No.
You're telling me he's lost all his money?
Yeah, lost the money to the scammers.
And someone's going to come to the rescue.
Back. Yeah, BPay.
Oh, my God, what are the chances? What are the chances?
No, I'm putting money on it.
Yeah? How much?
Come on.
are you going to do it via BPay?
Now listen. 96.1 SAFM. It's 6:55. Mitchell and Michael. Just before we get off to a new sport and weather, COVID is still on everyone's mind. It's still, huge story. Victoria is still not in a great way, but South Australia are doing very well. We were just having a look at the stats, and we have zero patients in hospital, Mitch, which is fantastic.
It is.
We only have 8 active cases. 3 of them are overseas acquired. 4 of them are connected to the overseas people, close contact, and 1 has come from interstate. But there's no public transmission, with contact unknown. That's not happening. It's great. But you're probably then wondering, without all these cases, I don't know how coronavirus is actually killing people. What actually happens?
Yep.
So, of course, I tried to solve this for you by going online, and I found this wonderful doctor called Dr. Duck Vong.
Yep.
Okay, and he can break it down for you, just what it's like to sort of be dying from COVID, which...
Legit doctor.
A legitimate doctor. It basically leads to pneumonia. And if you've never experienced pneumonia, well, it's sort of like this.
how long can you hold your breath for? Maybe 1 minute. So imagine if your head is underwater. I always tell my patients this story. It's kind of like if your pimp is holding your head in the toilet. If your pimp is holding your head in the toilet, how long could you hold your breath for? Right? Not very long. A minute and a half. First of all, why do you have a pimp? You know, you kind of messed up your life. You know, two, if you have a pimp, that's God bless you. Sometimes you have to have a pimp in life. That's fine. I'm not judging. But why are you pissed off your pimp? I mean, your life is pretty screwed up.
That man is a licensed medical professional.
Real doctor.
And that is a real doctor. Just saying, hey, so if you don't know what it's like to try and breathe when you have severe pneumonia from COVID, it's like your pimp is holding your head underwater. You know, just...
Why is that the example you use? And also, side note, if you do have a pimp, we are judging. Get your life together.
708 Savage Garden. SAFM, getting that great feeling with SAFM. It's Mitchell and Michael coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. I don't care about rich people.
What?
I'm sorry, but I don't.
This is weird because this story I've got right now is about a rich person.
Ooh.
Yes, about the old Conor McGregor, the MMA star.
Does the UFCing. Mixed martial arts.
Yes, yes.
How long did he wait?
No.
What's he waiting for?
He has proposed to his long-term girlfriend after 12 years, two kids together. Chucked a little meme, a little meme on the SAFM 96.1 Facebook page. You can check it out. And I just wanted to know, like, how long did you wait for a ring? Because you were with your partner for how long?
9 years.
Exactly. 9 years.
But I feel like ours is different, okay, because it includes some time, like, at the end of school, teenagers, like, we weren't living together, hey, we didn't have kids.
To be fair.
It's different.
I know some kids in high school that got married. They're divorced now, but they still got married in high school, so it could have been done.
Well, during high school?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
It was like One Tree Hill all over again. It was great. But, yeah, like, you would think... Conor McGregor's been rich for a while now.
Yeah.
2017 is when he fought Floyd Mayweather and made like $1 billion.
He couldn't hide behind what I did.
Which was you're poor.
Yeah. Can't buy a ring, I can't afford the wedding. He could.
Yeah, and if it wasn't about money, then he could have got married like 12 years ago. I mean, two kids. Like, I feel like the marriage is more of a chore than I want to. He's like, well, I better...
Yeah, he was very uncertain. He's like, well, because I guess this is it.
It's not even like he's making sure she can't take his fortune because it's too late. When there's some other of you, I know you shouldn't think about that going into a marriage, but like he's already got two kids with
That's
her,
beautiful.
So he's already going to lose the money, just saying. But with you, you know, why do you wait 9 years?
Well, because I had valid reasons. Because, yeah, we couldn't have a wedding. Because I'm not a title champion in the UFC.
Not with that attitude, mate. 13, 12, 16, give us a call or jump on the Facebook page. How long did you wait before you got married? You know, were you together for 10 years before they popped the question? And I want to know why. So your personal life and your reasons.
Tell us all.
So we can laugh about it on air.
13, 12, 16, how long did you wait to get married? Give us a call. Justin Timberlake now. SAFM. 96.1 SAFM. It's 7:22. Just before we get to using foreign languages incorrectly, we've got some calls coming in on the line, Mitch, because big news in one of your favourite sporting arenas in the UFC.
Marriage.
Marriage.
That's one of my favourite sports. Conor McGregor has proposed to his long-time girlfriend. I think it was 12 years, two kids, finally getting married. And I wanted to ask, how long did you wait? You personally waited 9 years before you married your sweetheart.
I feel like it's okay.
You just wanted to be like, is there something better? And you were like, I cannot get anything better. You
That's
will
not
do.
What I was doing.
Well, why would you say that off air for?
Look, we got Claire on the line now. Claire, who was it and how long did they wait?
My parents was only together 3 months before they got married.
Ooh. How long have they been married?
20 years.
Okay.
3 months.
So maybe that's all you need.
Was it one of those things like where he like purchased her off her father? Like was it like back in the day type stuff or was it just
almost.
Love?
They're farmers.
Yep.
And they started dating and then they were like, oh, when we get married, when we do this. And then they realized harvest started in 6 months. So they wanted to get married before harvest.
Oh, okay. So at least it's still romantic. He didn't just, like, trade a goat. That's awesome.
No, No, but my dad did go see my grandpa and was like, oh, I want to marry your daughter. And he's like, are you sure you want to?
are you really sure?
Yeah, full on. Because she's got four sisters and two brothers. Like, she's from a huge Catholic family. He's like, are you sure you want to be one of us?
I thought you meant he was going, do you want one of the other ones?
It was a very quick situation.
Thanks, Glenn.
SAFM. Get that feeling in the morning. Mitchell and Michael for breakfast. SAFM.
96.1 SAFM cutting crew, not to be confused with local hairdressers. But it would be amazing if the band did work there.
It would be. You'd say that the hairdressers are more successful than whatever they're doing now.
Yes, you could. You know, I would wager that cutting crew haven't done much since Died in Your Arms Tonight.
No.
You know who is doing a bit of a misstep in their business, though?
Hey.
There are two businesses, a brewery, like a beer company in Canada, and a leather shop in New Zealand, have both chosen the same name for their business. It's in another language.
Okay.
And they didn't realise what it meant. So the businesses are called Huru Huru.
Huru Huru, like the Huru Gurus?
H-U-R-U. H-U-R-U.
Come on, give me a laugh.
Let's try to ignore it. Because here's the thing, it's a Maori word.
Yep.
And it's believed to mean... Sorry?
I said Kia ora.
Oh,
you wouldn't understand.
I went to New Zealand.
Yeah, but did you learn Kia ora? It means like hello.
Yeah, everywhere you go, they use a lot of Maori, which is like, it's great to hear.
So what does huru huru mean?
Well, here's the thing. The beer company and the leather workshop thought it meant like feather or fur, because it has a couple of different meanings.
Okay.
But someone stepped in and said, hi, guys.
Hey.
As a speaker and a member of... Maori people, just letting you know that while it can mean feather and fur, we generally use huru huru to say pubic hair.
Really?
Yes. So a beer and a leather workshop were named pubic hair.
Oh, no.
It can be very dangerous to use foreign words.
Yeah.
Okay. You sometimes say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Even people who are supposed to know it. To a T, my Italian teacher. Okay, because I studied Italian all the way through to the end of year 12.
Oh my
12.
God, have you? You have never told us.
And so the teacher once asked at a restaurant for penne.
Were you at a restaurant with your teacher?
Pomeriggio. We went once.
Just you and
the
them.
Whole class.
All right, mate. Yeah, whatever.
For the cuisine.
Okay.
So she asked for penne pomeriggio. Okay. What she meant to ask for was penne pomodoro. Which is like a tomato sauce penne.
Is this the same word that I heard a lot? Penne polo. Doesn't that mean?
Well, polo is chicken.
Oh.
But yes, yeah, so what you're suggesting is a penne pomeriggio, you haven't ordered a lovely pasta-based sauce.
No.
You've ordered some afternoon penis.
Some penne, which sounds like noodle, and the other one, which sounds like doodle.
96.1 SAFM. We've got new sport and weather on the way, but before we head off, let's finish this hour, Mitch, with one of our favourite new games. One of my favourite new games. You haven't played it very much, but I played it a lot while you were away.
No one cares.
It's time to play my favourite game. It's Muddled Up Movies. Did that live.
No, no, I'll try to throw something at you to put it off.
Now... Muddled Up Movies is a game where we have the plot of a film without the correct details. You then have to just tell me what the movie is.
Okay.
Okay. And if you can't get it, we will open it up on 13, 12, 16 to the people. They can jump in and save you.
Yep.
So, today's movie. Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to appear on television.
Hmm.
What movie is this?
As soon as you said sister, I thought Parent Trap. But can I have that one more time?
Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to appear on television. What movie is this?
It's not Princess Diaries.
It's a...
it's not Twilight.
It's a movie from, I would say, the last 10 years.
It's not Slumdog Millionaire.
No, it's not Slumdog.
It's not The Greatest Showman. It's not The Dark Knight Rises.
Are you just going through every movie you've seen?
13, 12, 16.
Oh, he needs help.
Give me a call. I could guess it, but I think it's...
You can have a guess.
It's probably... it's probably better to involve people at Lamsenko.
Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to appear on television. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16, if you can figure out this muddled up movie. Go in the running for our caller of the week. There is $50 to Faster Passer up for grabs.
It's not the movie Ghost.
It's not Dirty Dancing.
Is it Minions?
6.1 SAFM. Get that great feeling with SAFM. And we're playing a bit of muddled up movies this morning. It's time to play my favourite game. It's muddled up movies. Ow. Don't throw things at me while I'm doing openers.
Stop doing it live.
So the way that this works is that we have the plot of a film without any of the details.
Yes.
And all you got to do is figure it out. You go in the running for our caller of the week, $50 to Faster Pasta. Faster Pasta is back serving dining customers for lunch and dinner, so book now.
Time to go pasta the pasta.
And you couldn't figure it out this morning, Mitch.
Yeah.
Let's go one more time. Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to appear on television.
I have
no
idea.
And I tell you what, Limestone Coast doesn't either. We had one call come through, but we lost them on the line.
Because someone can't work the technology.
It wasn't my fault, mate. They just weren't there when we answered. What if I rephrase it slightly for you?
Okay, I was going to go for a final guess, but I'll take this.
Girl picked to go on television.
Mm-hmm.
Older sister replaces her. Does that help at all? So picked to go on television, and the older sister says, no, take me.
It's not the movie where Hilary Duff goes to Italy and Pablo's there.
That's just the Lizzie McGuire movie, mate.
Okay, it's not that one. Okay. One more time. Tell me one
more time. So it's older sister ruins younger sister's chance to appear on television. A little rework would be that the younger sister is picked to go on TV and the older sister says, no, I'm going instead.
Is it? This is my official final guess.
Okay, here we go.
Is it? Rambo 3. I have no idea.
It's Hunger Games. The younger sister is picked because everybody gets to watch it on TV. The younger sister is picked and the older sister says, no, I'm going. It's my time to shine.
I would have done it differently. I would have been like, girl, sister saves other sister from being murdered. Original sister is ungrateful.
Look, mate, that's just... if you want to do it next time, you go for it. And if you want to give more of the plot, then you know what? You do it. Next time you can run the game, mate.
Yeah.
Muddled up movies.
Probably not, though. Oh, everyone said Hunger Games. Yeah, good. Good, guys. Send your messages now. Good one, Carl and Beck. Yeah, coming after the answer's already been done.
It's A21, Tones and I, 96.1 SAFM. Having a little sing-along there, Mitch?
Tone deaf and I.
It's because you get a great feeling with SAFM.
I do. It's just you can't not sing along. Sorry.
Now, last week on the show, I mentioned that I had a friend in my youth, and I had a friend for 1 year.
Yeah, you speak quite fondly about this kid. Was it year one and then you never saw them again?
Yeah, we were friends for 1 year. He was like one of my best friends ever. His name was Liam. He loved Power Rangers and Savage Garden.
Yeah, that's it, because it was off the back of a Savage Garden song.
Yes, he loved Savage Garden. He also loved chicken burgers.
Oh, who didn't?
Like a crumbed chicken burger.
Oh, they were good. What year was this?
Year one. Oof. And he famously took out my letterbox while we were running around the front yard once. He ran into it and snapped it.
How big was he?
We were very big.
How small was your letterbox?
I guess that was more the question. It was a little wooden letterbox.
You've got mail on top of you. Sorry.
But I have all these fond memories of Liam. And I only knew him for 1 year and then he left to go to Queensland.
Oh, there was
plenty. And I never saw him again.
There was plenty of friends like that. I had a friend called Tom Stop. That was his last name. I had two P's. It was hilarious. And I was friends with him for 1 year in year three. And we went and because he was like a little bit cooler than me, because believe it or not, I was quite dorky as a kid. And he and his mum took us to the movies, and we saw Time Machine or something. Okay. What's that movie I was telling you about where the guy goes, he builds a time machine because his like partner dies and he wants to go back and save her, but he kind of like falls asleep in it or something, and he goes so far back, he goes to like...
I think it's just the time machine.
Yeah, the time machine. And I have nightmares to this day from that movie, but he didn't. And then I don't know if that's why we weren't friends anymore, but then I never saw him again.
Never see him again.
1 year friendships.
13, 12, 16, tell us about the best short friendships you've ever had.
Yeah.
It can even be, like, some people have, like, amazing friendships on, like, holiday.
Another one, too. Right. There was a guy that after year 11 and 12, I used to always walk down to the shops after school. And there was a man that makes kebabs. And there was a moment for 3 months I had a kebab every day after school. How's my internal organs? Don't ask. But
we
bonded so much. And then one day he just wasn't there anymore. What happened? I don't know.
I played disc golf with Greg. Greg
from Limestone Coast.
Back in 2018.
He used to have a dart and throw like a frisbee.
And then he left to Eastern Europe.
And you never heard from him again.
Never heard of him. 13, 12, 16, the best short-term friendships you've ever had. Give us a call. 827, it's 96.1 SAFM. You can still hit us up on the Facebook page or give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Before the end of the show, the best short-term friendships you've ever had.
Got another one. He taught me how to make a flamethrower out of a Lynx Africa can and a lighter.
I wasn't friends with that kid, but he did teach everyone.
I was, but he always scared me. And then there was one kid, and I was friends with only for a month in year four, and my mum didn't let me be friends with him anymore because we got in trouble because he brought a bullet from home and we were throwing it at the ground. Like at the time you think like, how hilarious, but no.
Wow, what a great kid you were.
Darwin.
Throwing ice.
No, I was very much...
ice blocks at cars.
You know how I'm such a good leader? Okay, so I 100% was wrong. As a kid, I threw ice blocks at cars because I thought it would turn into snow. I was dumb, not malicious.
You spawned weather's next. What's trending on the other side? We've got some guesses for who could be
dumb,
the last singer.
Not malicious.
It's 8:44. 96.1 SAFM, Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies there from 1987, Tango in the Night. It's our favourite album. It's our favourite Fleetwood Mac. Actually, I am a fan of Rumours.
What's some of the other good songs on that?
Oh, from Tango in the Night, you've got Big Love, you've got Seven Wonders, whereas Rumours, you've got The Chain.
Mm-hmm.
Just an amazing band all around Fleetwood Mac. Get that great feeling with SAFM. You know who's not feeling great?
Stop it.
Some millionaires in New South Wales.
Yeah.
Have you seen on the news that their beachfront properties have suffered huge amounts of erosion?
Yeah. And like they're essentially like falling apart.
They're just floating.
And I saw on the news there was one where it was like, my house could be next. And a bit of me's like, I don't know, I don't care. Like
a little bit. You know,
like as long as they're safe and everything. But it's like, oh, no, your $10 million house that's right on the beach might be, like, destroyed. And I'm kind of like, you probably got another one. Like,
it's the same with, like, taxes.
Yeah.
Right, where it's like, we get taxed at a percentage.
Yeah.
And so say you lose, what is it, like 20% of your salary to tax. Mm. Well, so does a rich person. But pound for pound, I might lose a few thousand. They might lose 100,000.
And yeah, we're not talking like, if you're like making like 180 or something, that's still like, that's way more than us. Way more. Like, you have no idea. Like that's like me, Michael.
I can't imagine
so
those numbers.
Much. I don't even know what that looks like. The bank accounts, you have to upgrade your bank account to hold that much money.
Is that when you get a Swiss bank account?
I have no idea. But anyway, that's not like.
But you know what I mean?
We're not talking that rich. We're talking like millionaire rich.
Yes. So it's like, I don't care that they're losing like $100,000 in tax because it's nothing to them.
It's nothing.
As long as you're safe, just go buy another house.
Exactly. So with these people losing their verandas and stuff, it's like, your helicopter can't land there.
Look, you could probably pay for someone to then just have your house floating and you've gone from beachfront to like seafront.
Yeah,
like,
worst case, your house falls in the water. Houseboat. You know, like, you will land on
underwater aquarium living.
Anyway, there's other things to worry about in the world.
Damn rich people. 26.1 SAFM, Lady Gaga there. It's 8.53. We're nearly done for today's, Mitch. But news in Limestone Coast this morning. Oh, yeah. An 18-year-old Narracourt man has had his license suspended again just 2 weeks after it was reinstated.
Jeez.
So he lost his license previously, and then he was caught travelling at 159 Ks.
In a car?
On the Riddick Highway. It's just, you know, it's such a... It's the wrong way to celebrate getting your license back.
Yeah.
It was like when you got back from gambling rehab and you were like, let's have a flutter. It's just not the right way to celebrate, mate. It's just...
I didn't go to gambling rehab, Michael.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, mate. Yeah, I forgot that's what we're telling them.
Why would you do this? I did it, and it's not a problem if you're winning. But I don't.
It was just a weird way to celebrate to take me to the greyhounds for like lunch and a flutter.
No, you don't. Greyhounds is bad. You horses. You support horses, not greyhounds.
It's 96.1 SAFM. There's still intro. Go, mate, go. You got 7 seconds.
Speaking of horses, pony.
96.1, 8.56. It's SAFM, Mitchell and Michael. That is it for us today. If you've missed anything, check out the podcast on your favourite podcast app or the Hit app. And on tomorrow's show, we're going to be playing a bit of Lost in Translation.
All right.
Sean Craig Murphy on the way as well.
No, I personally don't like him.
Because he thinks that Mitch is stupid. See you tomorrow.